This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week at this time, we have the pleasure of his company. He goes through the people on the list, the research done by Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 26th to the 2nd of March. Stories that are hot. You can get a podcast of this broadcast. Sounds good, doesn't it, Michael?
It sure does. That was nice.
Podcast of this broadcast.
Sounds like a song.
At talkradiocountdownshow.com. All right, do the honors, please, sir.
Okay, can you believe it's March already? The January and February of 2018 are history, but we keep making history on talk radio. At number 10, we have the action in the National Basketball Association. We have at number 9, discussion about Oprah Winfrey's presidential bid. At number 8, we have the Kushner security status and loans question. At number 7, the Putin nukes announcement. At number 6, Trump imposes tariffs. At number 5, the ongoing Parkland shooting investigation and the NRA versus Delta Airlines. At number 4, we're getting into the heavier stuff. Not that the Parkland shooting isn't, but the stuff that seems to be with us forever, the Trump-Russia probe. Trump and Sessions are having tensions at number 3, like what's new with that, and FISA abuse. At number 2, Hope Hicks resignation. At number 1, gun control debate and the televised White House meeting. Very, very crazy week of news. The people on the survey, Oprah at 10, Nicholas Cruz at 9, Casey Cagle down in Georgia at 8, Jared Kushner at 7, Robert Mueller at 6, Vladimir Putin at 5, number 4, John Kelly, number 3, Jeff Sessions, number 2, usually with a low profile, but she's up there at number 2 this week, Hope Hicks, and number 1, Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right, no surprises really there, other than the situation the world finds itself in. Oftentimes, Michael and I will take leave of some of the core stories and bring in some ideas that come from the periphery. I think a lot of people are talking about the weather this week, storms on the West Coast, East Coast. You're down in Florida, Michael, so it probably isn't going to bother you much. Been quite pleasant down there,
yeah.
In fact, this week. But one of the things that has come about as a subsurface conversation is how cold it is in Europe. It's colder in Northern Europe than it is in the North Pole this week. And then we get into the global warming discussions and whether or not man is ruining it for other men. We're going to now not allow diesel cars in the big cities in Germany. Going to be all electric cars, and soon in America that's going to happen. Did you know that Tesla is losing $20,000 on every car he sells? Did you know
nope,
that?
I did not know that. I'm wow. Very, very worried for them.
Are you?
I'm going to worry all day.
I were going to take a ride in that from Boston to New York, I'd be worried. About the time we get to Stanford,
yeah,
I think, whether we're going to make it into the...
You rattled off a whole bunch of interesting things. I do want to mention that because it's colder in Northern Europe than it is at the North Pole, doesn't mean that the North Pole is at its normal coldness. The North Pole is having a heat wave.
Yes, it is.
And it is cold in Northern Europe, but it's not like colder than the North Pole was before the North Pole started to become warm. The North Pole is warm. You could go up there and, you know, lie out with a polar bear and get a tan. It's crazy. Although I don't know if they have polar bears up
there.
We
could take a trip there.
I would actually like to go to the South Pole.
Would you? Why? What would you find the South Pole? You couldn't find the North Pole.
It's land. A place to stand. The South Pole, Antarctica is a continent. The North Pole is just frozen water. There's no land up there. They're very, very different geophysical creations. North Pole is just the Arctic Ocean frozen. So
how do you happen to come by this knowledge?
Well, I I travel extensively on the Discovery Channel.
Really? That's good.
Yeah, the Travel Channel. I've been all over the world.
All right. So one of the things that's come up in the Talk Radio Review, the complimentary hour to our discussions here on the Countdown, is the where we get our news and information. I went through a list of 14 different sources that I use every day, just so people would know or could think whether I was well-rounded or not well-rounded. In your world, and maybe if you make reference to some of the talk radio people that you've talked to, bring us up to date on what is there around for source material now that makes for good, well-informed, educated talk radio personalities.
Everything. You have it at your fingertips. You know, there's, of course, the major newspapers, both on the left, the right, and the center, from the New York Times to the L.A. Times to the Chicago Tribune to the Washington Post to the Boston Globe to the Wall Street Journal, USA Today. I mean, it's endless. Then you have real exotic websites like the Drudge Report, which people turn to in talk radio, particularly the conservatives. You have the cable television news operation, which have major websites and put out news all day long. You have CNN.com. You have, of course, MSNBC. You have all of the, you know, Fox News. Fox News is gigantic as a source for talk radio. You have ESPN and Sports Illustrated, which operate 24/7 news operations. They're turned to constantly. There are many, many, many websites, local newspaper websites go 24/7. I mean, there is just a wide variety of news information, biased to all sides on the spectrum, some pretty objective. Public radio puts out news all day. It's endless. That's the way it's done. Would you say that I hit on some of the ones that you use yourself?
Yeah, but I want to know where the original thought comes from. If we are so determined, so dependent on these sources, where does the original content come from? Where does the original thinking come from if we're always looking to other sources to come up with things to talk about and ways to everybody, newspapers, television, they all want to have opinion-oriented discussions, not factually-oriented discussions. So you get back around to those of us who are trying to do this and come up with something that's unique and creative and original. Can we?
Well, this is philosophical. You're asking questions now that people go to journalism school and go to philosophy school. I mean, it gets very complicated. I would say on a simple level, it starts in earnest newsrooms where they really do want to have objective news. I do not believe that the media or the press is as totally, thoroughly corrupt as people believe based on what you hear from politicians or even talk show hosts. They try very hard at most of the newsrooms, the journalists, the hardworking grunts that don't make a lot of money. You never hear about them, to do it right. And you have wire services, you have Reuters, you have Associated Press, you have all around the world news agencies. The BBC is a tremendous source of information. But the question you ask philosophically is one that ultimately it's like going down the wormhole. Where does it begin? How does it start? And that is not something that I am articulate enough to answer in this context. It's a great question.
The Big Bang Theory. That's where all life supposedly began. Is there a Big Bang Theory in the world of news talk radio? Limbaugh responsible for the Big Bang in news talk radio?
Rush Limbaugh is very influential, but even Rush Limbaugh gets his information from other sources. There's no big Rush Limbaugh organization of investigative reporters that are out there digging news. So Rush Limbaugh sits, first of all, he works very hard. He is a very, very hardworking talk show host, and one of his strengths is he's an original thinker. His angles,
well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's
his angles.
Yeah.
His angles are very fresh, and that comes from his own ingenuity and intuitiveness. Mm-hmm. That comes from his own internal gift to be original. So he's an original thinker, but Rush Limbaugh turns to the same sources that I'm talking about here today to get those to get the raw material from which he builds, you know, bricks and houses of ideas.
Mm-hmm. I noticed there's an ad in Talkers Magazine for Sean Hannity's program, and it reads across the top banner, "Facts First." Obviously, a reference to fake news versus facts, and sort of reminds me of what they say at Fox News, fair and balanced. I don't know that I think that's the case, but I think Sean or anybody looking, you've been a stickler for this, Michael, in all the years I've known you, talking about facts, getting the facts. That's our responsibility, but it's so confusing these days. How do you know? It's becoming more confusing, not less confusing, to figure out what actually, not the truth, because that's not what we're aiming for here. Not the truth. There's a difference between your truth, my truth, and what the facts actually are. What took place in an event? And that's where, you know, you start separating the men from the boys, the girls from the women. The facts are facts. You can't dispute a fact, but you can dispute a truth.
Well, the seeking of truth is the key to the whole thing. And sometimes, you know, what Kellyanne Conway said, there are alternative facts. and she was beaten up for that. What she really meant in her credit was even facts can be used and tilted from different perspectives, meaning facts are not necessarily truths, even in science. I mean, you know, this gets back to philosophy. This is abstract intelligence. I think it comes down to whether you have the intention to deceive. If you believe what you're saying is true and you're trying to find facts that back up your position, you could probably find facts to back up any position, but you put them in a certain context, they can perpetrate a myth or they can perpetrate an exaggeration. And that comes into context, comes into why are you telling me that Hope Hicks agreed and admitted to saying white lies on behalf of President Trump? Well, she was telling what she thought was a truth. And then it was used by others to show her and Trump as untruthful. So you can tell a truth about being untruthful, and then you are untruthful. The fact is, in the case of Hope Hicks, she might have said on behalf of her boss, oh, he's not here right now, and he's on the side going, you know, like a secretary would, whatever secretaries
right,
were.
Not taking any calls right now.
Right, not taking calls right now. He's not in. He's in a meeting. Right. Those are white lies. That's what she meant. I mean, I'm defending her, but she didn't defend herself past that point. But do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's exaggeration.
Mm-hmm. It was exaggeration. That sounds like a song. All right, so we're putting into context the way we all come up with ideas and express them on the radio. That's part of our gig here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 19 past the hour.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Twenty-three past the hour. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Saying hi to the people listening on WGGH. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, springing us into thoughts about how this whole work, the whole wonderful world of News Talk Radio, which is the number one format. I noticed there was a change, not to get too inside, but you're a veteran, as am I, of the radio wars. The music radio business has changed so dramatically since you and I were disc jockeys. But I noticed the News Talk format is something that has been a mainstay, and the musical thing. Now it's AC, Adult Contemporary, that's second to News Talk. It used to be country music. Yeah. Why do you suppose, and there's always this intrigue of what are people, if they don't want to listen to talk, what's their go-to choice after the talk radio program bores them and they decide, okay, I don't want to listen to that.
Well, they
anymore.
Can go to a different form of talk. I mean, there's a lot of talk. There's sports talk. There's news talk. There's public radio talk. There are shock jock talk. I don't like the term, but you know what I mean? Culture talk.
Yeah.
Celebrity gossip talk in the mornings on a lot of music stations. So there's many, many kinds of talk radio. Nobody should ever get bored listening to talk radio. That's not to say I don't think talk radio can be done more effectively. I think it has a lot of room for improvement. But when you compare it to music radio, give me a break.
Music radio
is a disgrace.
It is,
and
you're right.
and it has given up all of its assets. And so many people that are on talk radio today should be on music radio, playing the records, explaining the music, curating it, connecting it to the culture, and honoring the music, and playing a variety of music. Cut down on the commercial load, charge more for the sponsors, make it easier to listen to. They don't do that.
That's what NBC Television said it was going to do this week. NBC says that they are going to cut 1 minute of advertising away from their nightly programs, news, and the shows they do between 8 and 11, take a minute out. That makes their advertising more valuable because now they say they're the number one network with their success of the Olympics, among other things, plus some good new programming. So
They damn well better get rid of some of that advertising, because the biggest problem facing commercial media is the commercial. People, time is money. You know, the old idea that, well, it's free radio, it's free television. It's not free. Time is money. People don't have the time to sit from minute after minute after minute after minute watching these commercials. Now, commercials are the lifeblood, so it's a conundrum. I'm not saying they should get rid of commercials. They have to figure out a way to do it in a more harmonious way with the programming. Not to mention, people don't want to have these breaks. There's nothing worse than you're watching something, you're getting into it, and all of a sudden it comes to the commercial. And you know you're not coming back to programming for 6 or 7 minutes. That's a lifetime in today's tempo of time, how life goes. 7 minutes, 6 minutes? That's not a good idea to do it that way. They have to change it. They have to figure out how to. And they're not even thinking about it. You know, 1 minute is a nice idea, but it isn't enough.
No, well, there's how you decide you're going to sell your time. You do have to have advertising revenue, because people are not going to pay. Although it has been proven with the success of some of the music services that people pay for. Or you look at satellite radio, Sirius XM. People pay for that.
This is what I'm saying. People will pay for something that doesn't waste their time.
Yeah.
People pay for bottled water. If people will pay for bottled water, people will pay for programming without commercials.
Right, which is basically air. You're buying air. You know, there's nothing tangible about a commercial.
Well,
it's air.
They have to figure out a way to do it quicker, do it more powerfully, do it more honestly. Commercials are fine. Just not 8 minutes of it.
All right, so now we have 8 minutes for commercials. Michael and I will be back after that. 28
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To coast, corner to corner, up and down, sideways. We're here every week, Michael Harrison and me. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Excuse me, you can always get the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael has pithy overviews of things, makes him a good interviewer, makes him a good interviewee, as it were. Well, you started to chuckle about
something. I'm laughing at pithy. I'm not going to.
Pithy!
Yeah, I'm pithy.
You are pithy. You're very pithy. So one of the things that we also have that's a plus for making our programs more interesting, the topics that are big in News Talk Radio are important for us to discuss and understand. And I think most of the areas that we're talking about that are Trump-oriented especially have been heralded and discussed. But there are things that also radio programs bring to the surface as public service elements. For example, the discussion of the weather, which is pretty wild. We were talking about the North Pole, pretty wild on both coasts. Been very, very difficult this week to travel if you're in a car or a bus or even planes because of the weather interrupting the service that you can get. And that becomes a discussion. The first child, for example, in the state of Montana died from the flu, a discussion of the flu and whether or not people should have vaccine or build up their immune system. Do we use the flu vaccine or is that bad for you? All of these things also become fabulous discussion topics, don't you think?
I think they're important topics. I think that the key to programming this format is balance and talking about the big issues and the human interest issues and the important issues that often get overlooked because they don't seem sexy. You know, talking about the flu is not sexy, but it certainly is real.
Well, talking about vaccines, though, is sexy.
No, that becomes a political football as opposed to a science.
Yeah, right. It's like gun control.
So much of what really should be objective, honest, earnest, scientific discussions have become politicized, emotional, left-right,
everything
BS
is politicized.
Subjects.
It has become, hasn't it? Really?
Yeah, and that's the first thing we have to do. We have to recognize, wait a second, that's not political. We're so used to actually thinking gun control is a political issue. It really isn't. It's a public safety issue. Global warming, political issue? No, it's not. It's a scientific issue. We politicize, free choice, right to life, and abortion. We've made that a political issue. It's really a moral issue. And of course, everything does tie to politics, but some things are not squarely political. They shouldn't be by nature. We should be able to talk about them objectively as human beings because they're not political in terms of their core. They're not political in nature. But we've turned everything into politics, and that's crazy.
It certainly is.
That's the problem.
But it's, so
that's one of the limitations. Yeah, it's also one of the limitations of this format because corporate media plays to the choir, and if it's political, all right, it's political. You know, we talk about guns. We got to talk about it from a standpoint of the left versus the right in the NRA, as opposed to how do we handle this problem? Recognizing the fact that there should be a right to bear arms, but there should also be a way to protect kids. Look, I'm treading on very shallow ice here because we're in the heart of a medium that wallows in politicizing everything. Here I am, preaching against both choirs.
So how do you put this into context for the future, Michael? How would you put all of the things that we're talking about that are easy and not so easy to discuss? What is that? What are we
the future of mankind is always I've come to the realization that our future is something that has to be earned, that nothing is a given, that it's not written in stone that the human race is going to survive, and that the future well-being of mankind, womankind, humankind is a very tenuous proposition that we have to remain vigilant in keeping it going for the sake of the species and for the sake of future generations. It's not a given. We are in a constant daily life and death struggle. The issue is survival, and the issue is coming to terms with the idea that no one knows what the future is going to bring. A part of it is earned. A part of it is free will. We don't even know if we really have free will as we study the science of the brain. This is not easy, and people should just be a little more mindful of how serious it is to be a human being. Without losing their sense of humor. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Remember the old expression, united we stand, divided we fall?
There's a lot of truth to that. But, of course, if you're too united, then you're all marching in lockstep. So even that has diminishing returns.
Right.
You don't want to be so united that dissenting points of view are not accepted. So the united we stand, divided we fall operates within a certain context. But beyond that, you don't want to be too united. Because if you're all so united, there goes free speech.
Yeah. I wonder if it isn't blending or turning around to America, divided we stand, together we fall, because that seems to be where it is. There is such polarization in the country. You can hear it exemplified as well as anywhere by listening to some of the news talk, the really good news talk radio programs and stations. They are very...
Right. The answer is they're very what? Polarized?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, too divided we fall, too united we fall. We fall either way. We have to be respectful. We have to have debates. We have to have arguments. We have to recognize there are different points of view. There'll always be a left and a right spectrum. The right or the left can never win, because once they do, then they break up into left and right. It's fractals. It's the law of nature and physics and math. Yeah, you know, I always tell my friends who are conservative, my friends that are liberal, what would you do if suddenly the whole world became liberal? What would you do if, okay, liberals are wiped out, now it's all conservatives? Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be a better world. No, it wouldn't, because immediately those conservatives would break into a liberal and a conservative faction. Don't you understand it's relative, that there are, we can't get away from that? So why don't you look at things on face value for what they are, as opposed to the mythical idea that there's some inherent truth to your ideology that doesn't bear any connection to practical reality. This is heady philosophy, and yeah. You know, I think about it a lot. But if you think about it too much, you can't function in the day-to-day world.
Well, I think what I'm trying to do here, and you and I often talk about how we want to present here, we've gone through the list of the stories, and people pretty much have gotten that. But I think you have, and I guess I do too, to a certain extent, an experience, a wealth of experience here, and so we can give people the different way of not only thinking about the stories that are in the top 10 from the research of Targus Magazine, but just in general, what it is that heightens people's interest. And I guess my question to you at this moment, is there a difference between alternative facts and lies? Are alternative facts lies that people knowingly use? What may be considered alternative facts, do they purposely use them and lie with them, or do they really believe it, and therefore it is not a lie, but it is the truth?
Well, let's not talk about the term alternative facts. Let's talk about the term lie. There are several different kinds of lies. There is the lie that is said to deceive, that I'm telling you it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, and I know it's going to be a cold day. I'm telling it to you to deceive you because I want you to do something that you otherwise wouldn't do. That's a lie. I could talk myself into thinking tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day and then tell you it's going to be a beautiful day. Well, I've told you an untruth, but it's not a lie that has the intention to deceive. I'm telling you what I've lied to myself about, and I'm telling you what I believe to be the truth. Those are the worst kind of liars, because they seem so truthful they'd pass a polygram, because they would... they wouldn't have any of the high blood pressure or sweats or whatever that come with lying, because they believe they're telling the truth. And some of the worst pathological liars in history were very effective because they believed that their lies were true. That's what we're dealing with for the most part. But if you, in fact, are saying things that are untrue for the sake of winning, even at the expense of truth, which is also what we see, we seek victory instead of truth, that's downright lousy. And we have far too much of that. Far too much of that.
Facebook says that social media, the people that run it even admit, it's a threat to democracy. Facebook is the best or worst example, in my opinion. I have been the victim of it in this past week or so, of incredible lies, distortions of truth and fact. I know what the truth is for me, and yet people are trying to distort and mess with my head by getting at me about some local event, things that I'm involved in my hometown. And it's the first hand experience. I mean, I've had people take shots at me before, more on the radio than what I'm trying to do locally. But it has become very evident to me in a very direct way how awesome the power is of misinformation and lies or alternative facts, because the stuff written about me, I know, isn't true.
Social media is extremely dangerous. Social media can destroy our democracy, but social media also can enhance our democracy.
Can help, too.
Social media, absolutely. Yeah. Social media is quite
democratized. Remember the Egyptians? All the Egyptians used social media to have, whether you consider the upheaval in Egypt to be positive. I mean, that's how it all got started with the
so-called Arab Spring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about this all the time. I think this is an area of study that is crucial to the future of society. How we teach our children and how we teach ourselves how to use social media, how to discriminate between fact and fiction, how to understand it, how to regulate it without trouncing, you know, and stepping on First Amendment rights. Yeah. We do have to regulate social media to one degree or another, and there also has to be a heightened level of responsibility on the part of those who own these platforms, the Googles of the world, the Facebooks, Twitter, all these people. They do have a social responsibility that supersedes just running a business that's independent and isolated from any kind of social impact. They are influential. They have to have responsibility, and they have to be held accountable. So these are the challenges that we face here in year number 18 of the 21st century.
Actually, you know what? That's not really true. You've just given us an alternative fact. It is actually the year 4,500,487,313. That's the year we're in, planet Earth.
And I know because I was born in the fifth year of that particular scale.
And, right. You've been back many times.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other arena of
so it is
stuff.
Let's talk about your health for a moment. Fish oil or krill oil? Which do you want to take? Well, you actually need to take them both, and you don't have to take two pills in order to get them both. Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products. I take it, and it's very good for me. You take it, and it's very good for you. Ultra Pure Fish Oil, great for your heart, circulation, getting blood to your brains, your muscles, all over your body. The organs need that blood. And then Krill Oil for your joints. Together, they're in one tiny pill, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 is for energy. These three things together in this fabulous product are going to do nothing but help you. Joint comfort will be better. You walk, you run, you move, your back won't ache, your knees aren't sore. Cardiovascular health, I explained how that all works. And as a matter of fact, folks at Purity are so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. Call 800-355-1493. Can you imagine that? A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. You just pay a couple of bucks in shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. You can't live without it, so make sure you live with it. First month is free, and then when you see how well it's doing, you're going to go back to it. I know you will. So get the free bottle of Omega 50 Plus, Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Many years ago, high school teachers across the United States discovered a fun new way to teach physics and biology. By using little round magnets, they could create 3D models that helped their students visualize what they were trying to teach. Then, a few years ago, a government agency banned the little magnets. It claimed that since children could swallow them if left unsupervised, no one in America should be able to use them, no matter what their age. The magnets were removed from schools, and the companies that made them went out of business. It was a clear case of government overreach, and a federal court eventually overturned the ban. Let's be fair, though. It's become common to hear about government agencies usurping the power of Congress. So, when the new acting director of a federal agency recently declared that his office will no longer go beyond the statutory mandate given to it by Congress, it was news.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. They do the research. They listen. They follow. They think. And then they put it all together. It's a great service for News Talk Radio stations. Stories of the week, summarized to people who have made it big. Michael is branching off not only as editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but another adjunct to the talk world is his Michael Harrison interview, conversations with amazing people now that you can find on Podcast One, and there's a connection to it at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So this week, you interviewed a legacy, an heirloom, if you will, in terms of American politics, a family, yes?
Yeah, I found myself sitting at a dinner. We talked about it. I think I talked about it with you that I was at a dinner that Donald Trump attended.
Yep.
And I got to meet Donald Trump and John Kelly and Melania and Tiffany. I mean, everybody. Well, right. Who's sitting next to me at the dinner and the table next to Trump is a young man, 39-year-old attorney and businessman by the name of Christopher Nixon Cox. Now, there are a lot of Chris Coxes out there in the public world, but this one is not the guy from the NRA or the guy from this agency or that one. This is a kid that ran for Congress back when he was 30 years old. His father is Edward Cox, the head of the New York State Republican Party, and he is a very successful businessman and finance expert, blah, blah, blah. He's probably going to run for office again someday, and he is the grandson of Richard and Pat Nixon. And I found that I found our conversation through dinner to be so fascinating, I invited him to be on my podcast. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I had him on the phone before he went to London. And he's this week's podcast. And I'm just darn proud of it. I think it's a fascinating half-hour conversation that gives tremendous insight into a major American political family and what Nixon was like in the eyes of his grandchild, who was 15 years old when Grandpa died. So it's a fascinating conversation, and I'm proud to present it.
So what do we take away from it? Is you comparing today's politics to the era of his grandfather?
In some ways, you know, Nixon was a complicated character.
Yes.
One of the things about Nixon, take away Watergate for a second. Nixon was an arch anti-communist conservative. He was a communist fighter who did a number of things that were against that grain. One, he opened the door to China, the beginning of detente with Russia and relations with China when Nixon went to China. Now, had Jimmy Carter gone to China, nothing would have happened because they would have said he's appeasing the Chinese. But Nixon was a tough anti-commie. So he went there and he had gravitas and he was able to get things done. Nixon to China is a term that's used whenever a politician does something effectively that goes against their grain, as what you'd expect. That's one thing. But Nixon did things for the environment. Nixon did things for women in sports, Title IX. Nixon did so many things as president that if you didn't know it was Nixon and you just said, "What is this person, a liberal or a conservative?" you would have said they're a liberal. Nixon was very complicated. He also was paranoid.
Yeah.
He also wanted to have powers beyond the presidency. Where have we seen that before? He had authoritarian impulses, and ultimately was a liar and got caught, a cover-up artist. So Nixon was a complicated individual. And let's face it, we are always fascinated by people that have tragic flaws, that do good things and bad things. And tragic heroes are among the most interesting characters in stories, whether they're fact or fiction.
You know, I'm looking at the two of them, that is the mother and father, Edward Cox and Tricia Nixon Cox, and they came from families that had similar political views. What do you suppose it's like to be in a family like Mary Matlin and James Carville, where they don't...
Thanksgiving. It's called Thanksgiving in the Trump. It's called Thanksgiving in the Trump era.
Yeah,
I think everybody listening to this broadcast has had the experience in the last 2 years of having terrible fights with their relatives over politics.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
It really is. And now that you mention that, my sister, who's gone off of the, she used to be pretty much a Republican. She went off the rails this year for Bernie Sanders. And we had many, but she's not very patient, nor is she very open-minded. So well, if you don't agree with her, you're out. So it made for short conversations anyway, one way or the other. All right, so lots of great focus here. Thank you, Michael, as usual, for your insight. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but he does so much more. Check it all out at talkers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.